Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been chatting about the death of Kyrie Jackson this morning, Vikings cornerback drafted just a couple of weeks ago at this point, fourth round pick. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider joins us now, our good friend who's always up on all of the Vikings news and notes. And Matt, I know that you had chatted with Kyrie Jackson on draft night, so I know that this has to hit you a little tough. But when you chatted with him, What did you take away as the kind of person he was, and as the, not just the football player, but the, you know, what he had to persevere to get to where he was at that moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're talking about Kyrie Jackson, it's more than just somebody who was another player who was drafted. It was somebody who traveled a really long road to be drafted and to have this opportunity. And I noticed in Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's statement that he mentioned the word resilience. And that was what I was thinking about quite a bit yesterday, because this is a guy that went to a small college to start and wasn't happy and went home and quit football and was living just with his parents and playing video games and working at a grocery store, which I can relate to. Around that age, I was kind of doing the same thing. And then he went to community college. He was inspired by a couple of his friends to get back into football. So he went to community college, and then COVID happened, which canceled one of his community college seasons, because you remember a lot of teams canceled their entire seasons due to COVID. So he had to, you know, wait through that. Then he gets an opportunity to go to Alabama because his talent is recognized by Nick Saban. It doesn't really work out there with the type of playing time that he expected to get. There were some bumps along the road. And he finally, at 23 years old, found himself at Oregon with Dan Lanning, the head coach there. They clicked in a lot of ways, and he maximized his talent. He had a tremendous, tremendous season last year. He was one of their key defensive players, great playmaker. I mean, he's also, you know, 6'4", and he had wingspan and mobility to his game that you usually don't see for guys that are that big, and athleticism, and he played with electricity. He played with energy and aggressiveness. And when the Vikings drafted him, I sort of laughed to myself because I thought Brian Flores is doing these draft picks, because this is his kind of guy. You know, this is exactly the type of player that Brian Flores would like. And when he talked to us after he was drafted, which, you know, had to be so rewarding for him, knowing that he had gone through all of that to finally get here, you know, it just rings in my head now that he said that he wouldn't change a thing, that, you know, it really formed who he was and helped him grow up along the way to be prepared for this. And you could just see how much this meant to him to have made it through all those things. I mean, you think about all the players who would quit along the way, the players who would not go to community college, not take another shot, or give up after not getting the opportunity at Alabama, and all the players that don't make it, and he did. And you could see why, certainly an infectious personality. I wrote this yesterday that we kind of talk about sometimes who the most interesting or entertaining players after they're drafted are, you know, when we do all those conference calls, and Kyrie Jackson was probably number one. He just had a great energy to him, and it is truly heartbreaking that he will not be able to see through the rest of his journey.
You know, Matthew, I think you hit the nail on the head on absolutely everything, on who he was, who he became, the resiliency of bouncing back, obviously, from a guy who'd stepped away from it all and then came back and really performed well. He's got the size, he's got the speed, everybody's excited about it. Is the NFL doing enough for the players, do you think, early on? And I'm not blaming anybody, I'm just looking at what the NFL does, because I think the NFL does a great job generally on preparing everybody for everything, right? And they do a really good job of what they can say about financials, but also about the people you're with and what you do with your personal life and all those kinds of things. Is the NFL doing enough? I mean, we've had quite a few different incidents over the last couple of years of guys in their cars, whether they're have alcohol involved or not, but all of those different aspects of life outside of football, are they doing a good enough job helping out the players?
Yeah, I think that there's only so much you can do, and that they have rookie symposiums and things like that, and they have a lot of different people that come talk to the rookies, and they have programs for them. But, you know, every year, I was telling my wife this yesterday, every year between this time, the end of mini camp and the start of training camp, I will never be comfortable because there's so many players on the team. There's so many things that can happen. And what I was thinking about with Kyrie is that when you talk about several thousand NFL players, life is going to happen to these players along the way, right? There's going to be good people. There's going to be bad things that happen to good people and stuff like that. And I think that with Kyrie Jackson, this was just wrong place, wrong time, bad luck. This could happen to any of us, right? Any of us could be driving and have what it sounds like was a drunk driver speeding, hit you and run you off the road. In fact, Chad Graff of The Athletic, who was on our beat for a long time and now covers the New England Patriots, this happened to him going home from TCO Performance Center one day. Mm. Fortunately for him, he didn't suffer the same fate, just some bumps and bruises. But the point just being that with Kyrie Jackson, hanging out with your friends, thinking about the next couple weeks and going to rookie mini camp and reporting and everything else like that, and then suddenly it's all taken away. And I think, you know, with this, it's just a reminder, if you're drinking, get an Uber. If you're thinking about speeding and running somebody off the road, remember that you could ruin somebody's life and ruin somebody's family and someone's dreams and take somebody away from so many people. I mean, to me, this with Kyrie Jackson was just entirely the worst luck possible for this to happen to him. And there's no way for the NFL to prevent that, right? There's only so much that they can do. I do think that over the years that they've really tried to impart in players to be responsible. But with him, he was the passenger of a vehicle that was entirely victimized here.
Matthew Collar joining us, a Purple Insider on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And I loved the way you closed your article, Matt, as you just said, that talking to Jim Peterson when Kobe Bryant died, that the only thing we can do when we lose someone special is to try to take something away from them. And you talked about, remember, getting behind the wheel, considering where you are and whether you should do that. And you brought up a really good point there, that the NFL and there is that time between when the camps ends and camp begins again, or sometimes it's bye week. But these are legitimate concerns, I think, Matt, also with NFL coaches, that they get worried with when players leave for a couple of days. I remember Mike Zimmer saying, you know, we just always tell players when they leave to make the right decisions. Don't do anything silly when you're away from here for a week. Have you ever heard that from other coaches, you know, whether it's Kevin O'Connell, whether it's Quisito Fomenza, that this is a concern for them when the players are out of their purview and responsibility for an extended period of time, that they worry about something?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What could happen?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I mean, from any reporter who's covered the team for a long time, they would tell you that, you know, the coaches are terrified during this time because they are away and doing a lot of different things. And I'm sure, you know, even the stuff that's as small as jet skiing or whatever, or you know, I saw a video of CJ Stroud and Tom Brady throwing footballs on the beach. Well, you know, that sends me back to Robert Edwards, who was playing flag football on the beach and tore his knee and whatever. You know, I'm sure that it is terrifying. And I think, you know, if you're Kevin O'Connell, I was thinking a lot about him yesterday and how, you know, these first couple of years with Kevin O'Connell, the worst thing that's happened to him had been his quarterback got hurt, which is trivial in comparison to something like this. And, you know, this is sometimes we gave Mike Zimmer a really hard time for being as cantankerous as he was, and he certainly was. But also, when you think about the number of events that were similar to this that Mike Zimmer went through during his time, you understand why a guy who had been in the NFL for this long and had had tragedies happen to him throughout the years with players and you know, his wife and things like that, kind of how he became like that. And I think with Kevin O'Connell, this is a real challenge for him. Going through something like this because it's the first time for him. It's been a little bit, and again, not everything perfect for him, but a little bit charmed over the last 2 years. Again, if fumbles and injuries are the worst thing that's happened to you, it's been fine as a head coach. And now you have to navigate, I think, what is the most difficult thing in all of sports to go into this training camp and to go into this season and to lead this team through this because it's so emotionally taxing for your team. And we saw it in 2018 when the team lost Tony Sperano right before training camp and how much that impacted them emotionally. I thought that that hung over the team for the entire season because it hit them so hard. And this is, I mean, the rookies are going to report in like 9 days and they're going to report without him. And that is, it just, I mean, imagine you get drafted in the NFL and you're ready for your first rookie camp and then your teammate dies. I mean, I just can't imagine what that's like. So this will be, I think, very difficult for everyone, especially Kevin O'Connell, to have to guide his team through this.
Matt, thanks so much. We appreciate your perspective on all of this and just a fantastic article on it in Purple Insider. And I know that you get to know these athletes as well. So I know that this hurts you as well, but I appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Matt Collar from Purple Insider on the death of Kyrie Jackson. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.